On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Charles Beinauer is here talking about older people and what they need to do to protect themselves. Can people get in trouble as much by what they don't do as what they do in elder law?
Mike, that's a great question. And the answer to that is yes. Oftentimes, by taking the ostrich approach, believing that aging problems are going to happen to the person next door and the person across the street, but they aren't going to happen to me, and believing that my family will be able to take care of me no matter what, are common ways that we find that families use to avoid the critical issue of how do I develop a plan for my aging?
Do you have to rethink these plans sometimes because Albany changes the rules?
Absolutely. Our recommendation is that a family develop a plan and then review it, preferably on an annual basis, but no more than every 5 years. For example, in the last 6 months, the Department of Health has taken a new stance with respect to the way that annuities will be handled. If you own an annuity and you require skilled nursing care, they're now requiring that the Department of Social Services be named as a beneficiary on that annuity, even if the annuity is in an IRA. Prior to this time, annuities that were owned by an IRA were considered to be exempt from this requirement to name the department as a beneficiary. That stance is being challenged, and it will be taken to court in the next few months. There's been a decision that has indicated that the Department of Social Services is incorrect with that interpretation, and they're taking it to court and challenging the ruling of their own administrative law judge. Another area where there's a big change was in the area of gifting. Prior to the last few months, an applicant for Medicaid could establish that if they had made gifts in the last 5 years, they could show that the gift was not made for purposes of qualifying for Medicaid by following certain criteria with respect to the timing of the gift, a history of gift making, what their health was at the time of the gift. And while that's still the law, the Department of Social Services is now basically interpreting the law to say that if you made that gift, you did it for purposes of qualifying for Medicaid.
But isn't that what everybody does?
Well, really, that's actually the department's position. Well, if you made that transfer, you must have been doing it to qualify for Medicaid. There is a presumption in the law that that's the case. However, that is a rebuttable presumption. That means that you can present evidence to show that that wasn't your intent at the time of the gift. In recent decisions, the Department of Social Services has not been willing to look at the evidence offered to rebut that presumption, and have just taken the position that it was a gift and we're going to penalize you for making that gift.
Should you change your estate plan, assuming this is going to be the new set of rules, or can you wait to see what happens in the court system?
I would recommend waiting to see what happens in the court system. I think it's an issue that will be resolved sometime within the next 6 to 9 months. And I would not recommend rushing out and changing my planning at this point in time. I would stay in contact with an elder law attorney if you have an elder law attorney. And if not, I would not resort to self-help. I wouldn't try to figure this out on my own.
Today, here on You and the Law, attorney Chuck Beinauer has been here, and we've been talking about elder law. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.